Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Tzitzik Daily Call. On behalf of the OU, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the 26th day of the month of Shvat. Today is day 507, that so many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We continue to pray for their swift home, for their families, that they be returned home to their families today. Today's program is generously sponsored by Wendy Zolte on the yort site of her father, Olav Shalom, Avigdor Simcha ben Avraham Yaakov HaKohen. May his neshama have an aliyah. And Wendy, thank you so much for your generosity. May our learning today be a schut, be a merit, or his neshama have an aliyah. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Dov Winston of Congregation Beth Shalom in Rochester, New York, to share words of Dibrei Chizuk. It will be followed by Rabbi Winston fully reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf, Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23. 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English, and then Rabbi Winston will lead us in the recitation of the Mishnah Berurah for our dear Chayalim, the Mishnah Berurah for the Chatatim, for the Shvuyim, and finally concluding with the Mishnah Berurah L'cholim, pausing to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those that we are davening for. Sign up for the daily Tehillim call reminder email. Subscribe at any time at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call to sponsor the call. You can do so anytime also at ou.org/call. Again, that link is ou.org/call. And as I shared last week, our archives of all the recordings, nearly 5 years worth of Torah, of Chizuk, of inspiration, are all now available. I'm not sure if over the weekend they yet uploaded last week. It could be they did. I haven't checked. But they are being uploaded now on a weekly basis. And so you are able to access all of the past recordings. And the easiest way to do that is to subscribe to our email at ou.org/Tehillim call, where there is a link to access the past recordings. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Winston.
Thank you so much. It's always a great honor to be on this call, and especially now during such difficult times for Klal Yisrael, it's really just a great honor to be here, so thank you. You know, at the end of Parashat Mishpatim, the Torah tells us that Moshe and the Canaan, the elders, ascend onto Har Sinai, and you know, I jokingly remarked to my shul this past Shabbos, that sometimes the laws of Mishpatim, they feel so long, and forgive me for saying, uninteresting, that people fail to realize that one of the most unusual and quite powerful scenes in the entire Torah happens at the end of Parshas Mishpatim. But anyways, so Moshe and Aaron and the elders, they all go up the mountain onto Har Sinai, and the Torah tells us, Vayiru es Elokei Yisrael, that they saw the God of Israel, and they see some sort of a sapphire brick underneath the Kisei HaKavod, underneath God's throne. And it appears like the beautiful blue sky of purity that's in front of them. And everyone wants to know what exactly was going on over here. What did they see? Why did they see it now? And Rashi says something quite beautiful. He explains, "He haita lefanav b'shas hashibud," that this rock, this brick, was in front of Hashem throughout the entirety of their servitude, of the servitude of the Jewish people in Egypt. Why? Liskor saratan shel Yisrael shehayu meshubadim b'mase levinim, in order to remind Hashem of the pain that the Jewish people, that they had experienced during their time in Egypt, specifically with the work they had to do with the bricks when building all of these incredible towers that they built while in Egypt. And Rav Zalman Sarutkin, in his Aznayim LaTorah, he says that, you know, on the one hand, this is a beautiful idea. It clearly represents for us how God was, is, and always will be with us, caring for us in moments of happiness and, of course, tragedy, Rahman al-Islam, as well. But asks Rav Sorokin, why does the stone, why does this brick appear now? Wouldn't it have made more sense for it to be shown when we were still slaves? Maybe when Moshe was at the burning bush, God should have said, hey, by the way, Moshe, you should know, I have this brick underneath my throne. And maybe that could have given the Jewish people, could have given Moshe Rabbeinu a sense of hope at the beginning of the redemption. Why now at the end of it? And he answers so powerfully that the vision was meant to teach the Jewish people that the slavery in Egypt was somehow a part of a process that brought them to this point. But the same red bricks that were red because of the blood and the bones of the Jewish children that had died during their time in Egypt, due to the hundreds of years of slavery, these red bricks were the same as the blue sapphire brick that represented hope and light underneath the Kisei HaKavod. And I think that he's saying something incredibly profound over here, because it's often during a time of pain and exile that we don't really ask questions, right? 210 years of slavery, you don't ask questions. You're just fighting to survive. But you actually, you begin to ask questions when things become calm for a moment. And, you know, the Jewish people, they were running for their lives across the Yam Suf, across the sea. They sang Az Yashir when they were safe. Then they received the Torah. And now, finally, in this passage, Parsha in Mishpatim, they experienced a bit of a moment of calm. But it was in that moment of silence that they finally asked themselves, why did God do this to us? How could God have allowed such horrific events to take place with our nation over the last few hundred years in the land of Egypt? And specifically in that moment, that Hashem showed the Jewish people the brick, this Livnat HaSapir, saying to them in a sense that I know it doesn't make any sense, but I have and will always be with you, both in the good times and the bad. And even now, after this horrific darkness that you've experienced, there is light and there is hope. And I know many of us have spent these last few days in a state that has been deeply trying, and there is no right way to mourn. There is no right way to experience everything that we as a Jewish people have over these last few days, over these last 507 days. But every Jew that has been in mourning, every Jew that has heard the horrific experiences of our nation, I think the only thing that we can do right now is to seek out whatever glimmer of hope that we can find. And you know, it's interesting in the Jewish tradition, because Avelus, mourning, doesn't have that many laws to it when push comes to shove. But one thing that we are absolutely required to do when we find a community member who is in a state of Avelus is we have the obligation as a community to support this individual. And I believe that the reason for this is because the community offers hope to someone when they are in that moment of absolute despair. And we have survived as a people for thousands of years through enormous hardship, really unquantifiable pain. But still we say, Od lo avda tikvateinu, we still have not lost our hope, because our community gives us hope when all feels dark. And even though this family, the Bibas family, has become a symbol of the tragedy that our nation has faced, we can also choose to reflect on how these little boys, this precious family, that they've brought our nation together once again. That these little boys accomplished more in their devastatingly short amount of time in this world. They've accomplished more than most can dream to accomplish in a lifetime. And I think if we can find these small glimmers of hope when we turn into one another as a community on local levels and on an international one as well, when we could find the ability to come together as one, then we can find the hope and the strength to, God willing, move on through the most difficult of times. And Hashem should give us the strength to do so in this very dark hour for our nation. We'll continue with the recitation of a few psalms, beginning with Tehillim Perek Chas, chapter 20. Lam Natseach Mizmor LeDavid Yancha Adonai V'yom Tzara Yisagevcha Shem Elohei Yaakov Yishlach Azracha Mikodesh U'Misiyon Yisadeka Yizkor Kol Menchostecha V'yolatcha Yidash Nesela Yitein Lecha Chil Vavecha V'chol Asatcha Yimalei Neranana Yeshua Secha Vishem Eloheinu Nidgo Yimalei Adonai Kol Meshalo Secha Atayadati Ki Hoshia Adonai Meshicha Yaneu Meshmei Kasho Vigvuro Tishayimino Eilev Arechev Eilev Asusim Anachnu Meshem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir Ema karu v'nafalu v'anachnu kamnu v'nesodad. Adonai Yoshia Melech Yaneinu v'yom kareinu. Perek Chas Gimel, chapter 23. Mizmor leDavid Adonai ra'i lo echzar. V'nosteshe yarbisteini al meimnuchos yimahaleini. Nafshi yishovev yancheini v'magle tzedek l'ma'an shemo. Gam ki eilech b'geis salmaves lo ira ra ki ata imadi. Tifdecha umishantecha heima yinachamuni. Taroch lefanai shulchan neged sorerai. Tishanta v'ashem en roshi kosi rivaya. Achtov v'chesed yirdefuni kol yimei chayai. V'shafti beveis Adonai li'orech yamin. Perek Kuf Chaf Aleph, chapter 121. Shir la'malo t'sa'inai al heharim me'ayin yavo Ezri. Ezri me'yem Adonai osei shamayim v'yaret. Al yitein lamod raglecha, al yanum shomrecha. Hine lo yanum velo yisan shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzilcha al yad yiminecha. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakeka v'yareach balayla. Adonai shmarcha mikora yishmor es nashecha. Adonai shmartitcha v'wecha me'ata v'yad olam. Perek Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Kira malos mimamakim kirasticha Adonai. Adonai shema v'koli t'yen aznecha kashuvos v'kol tachanunai. Im avanos tishmariach Adonai mi'yamo. Imcha ha'slicha l'ma'an t'ivarei. Kivisi Adonai kivsa nafshi v'levaroho chalti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishomrim l'boker, shomrim l'boker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, kiyim Adonai ha'chesed v'harbei mofidot. V'hu yivdes Yisrael mikol avonotav. Perek Kuf Mem Beis, chapter 142. Maskil leDavid Yosov Amira Tefila Uli El Adonai Azak Kuli El Adonai Eschanan Eshpoch Lefanav Sichi Sarasi Lefanav Agid V'hizatif Alai Ruchi V'yata Yadata Nesivasi V'orach Zu Halech Tamnufachli Habit yamin ure'ei ve'in li makir avad manos mimeni in dorish l'nafshi. Zakti lecha Adonai amarti atamachti chelki b'yaret hachayim. Hakshiva al-rinasi ki daloti miyod asilini mirotvai ki amsu mimeni. Osiya mi masger nafshi lehodos eshemata v'yachtiru tzadikim kisegmol alai. Achinu kubis Yisrael hanesunim b'ktaral v'shivya ha'omdim bein bayam uvein bayabasha hamakom yirachem aleihem v'yotziyim mitzar alervacha v'yafel aliyora v'nishiba l'geula hashta b'agala v'zman kariv v'nomar. Amen. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now swiftly and soon, and let us say, Amen. We'll make a mishaberech for the Chayli Tzahal, the Israeli Defense Forces. Mishaberech Avosinu Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Hu Yivarech Es Chayli Tzvaha, Ganal Yisrael, V'Anshei Kochot HaBitachon, Ha'om Demal Meshmar, Sino V'Yare Eloheinu, Migvul HaLevanon V'Yad Bedbar Betzrayim, ומן הים הגדול עד לבוא הערבה בכל מקום שהם ביבשה באוויר ובים. ייתן אדוני אלוהינו הקמים עלינו ניגפים לפניהם, הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור, ויציל את חיילינו מכל צורה וסוכה ומכל נגע ומחלה, וישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשה ידיהם. יסבר שונאינו תחתיהם ויפרים מחסר ישור ועטרת ניצחון, וקוים בהם הכתוב כי אדוני אליכם ההוליך עמכם. Ilachim lachem emoivichem loshiyatchem menomar. Amen. Make a mishaberach l'shvuyim for all those who are still being held in captivity. Mishaberach avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Yosef Moshe v'Aaron David u'Shlomo, v'yivarech v'yishmor v'yinsor es nedrei tzva ha'hagana l'Yisrael u'shvuyav, es kol achinu hanasunim b'tzara v'shvya, v'avor shekol hakal hakadosh hazeh mespalel b'avuram. הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם, ויוציאם מחושך וצלמוות ומוסרסיהם ינתק, וממצוקותיהם יושיעם, וישיבם מהר לחיק משפחותיהם, יודו לאדוני חסדו ונפלו עושיו לבני אדם, וקוים בהם מקרש וכסו, ופדוי אדוני ישוב ונבוא עושים ורינה, ושמחה סולם וראשם ששון ושמחה יסיגו ונסו יגון והנחה, ונאמר אמן. And finally, we'll make a mishaberach for all those who are ill. Mishaberach avosinu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov Moshe v'Aaron David u'Shlomo v'Yivarech v'Yirpei es ha'cholim ve'es ha'cholot. הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם, לחלימם ולרפוסם ולחזיקם ולחיוסם, וישלח להם מהיר רפואה שלמה מן השמיים לרמח איבריהם ושפג ידיהם, וסוך שרחול ישראל רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף, השתא בעגלה וזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן.
אמן. Thank you so much, Rabbi Winston. Really appreciate it. We look forward to having you back on the program, please God, in years to Hashem in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.